Hare Krishna. I would like to say something which I feel is of importance. First of all, thank you very much for participating so nicely in your first full day of the retreat. The various sessions were well visited. That means you were there. And please allow me to share with you an observation of this group. What I can see is that some of you have been to many retreats already, and they do know what to expect and what does happen. Others have not come to so many retreats and might feel the very normal feelings of a person who is just coming out of his normal life and is all of a sudden surrounded by a different environment, and let us say it poetically, by a total different kind of air. It's all Krishna, 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 and Krishna, 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 so much Krishna, Krishna. And this pastime, and then the cowherd boys, and the cave, and the, what was it? The friend of Kamsa, and the angel. Was it an angel or a devil, or where am I? My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, this is very normal. This is what it means to stay in the liminal space. There's a very good German word for it, which I think will speak to you, because this language can be quite accurate. Der Grenzbereich. The border area. Der Grenzbereich. Isn't it a nice sound, you know? It is, we are neither in the old nor are we in the new field. We are in the Grenzbereich, the liminal space, a border space. And some of us feel slightly discomfort. That is normal. That is actually wanted. That happens when you have a genuine spiritual practice. It always has to take you out of the old and then hopefully transform you so that you can walk the new life. Today, during the noon or after prasadam, I took a very nice walk down here, you know, out of the gate and then to the right side, and I arrived at the hermitage of a sadhu. His door was locked. He was there and his wooden bed was outside, so I thought, we are brothers, let me also use his wooden bed. No problem. I didn't sleep, I chanted. And as I was sitting there, very much sealed off from the pilgrims, it is a very secluded area in Govardhana, very favorite spot of a few devotees who have gone to the retreat. I looked at Giriraj and I could at that moment feel, you know, this was an ideal moment in time. At a moment I never wanted to end. The sun was there, the Giriraj had a red effulgence. There was a calf in the distance. There were no monkeys or maybe a few civilized monkeys. There was a beautiful Nila Gau grazing and minding its own business. It was a peaceful atmosphere. The parrots were not so loud, but they were also all around. And it was clear that this is a very, very sacred spot, so sacred that our eyes can't see it, our ears can't hear it, our nose can't smell it, but it is there. I would like to share with you something about the glories of this place. One of Ananda Chaitanya reported to me that he was a few days ago walking around Giriraj when all of a sudden a monkey came close by. So he immediately grabbed his bibek and was shy. Maybe the monkey wants to steal. But the monkey was not even looking at him. It was walking very slow and slower and slower. And all of a sudden started to run towards Giriraj, embrace a rock and gave up his body. Monkey had understood. Saintly Giriraj, who is both... who's a feeling entity, let us say like this. All this came to my mind and I could understand. All of us who have gone, who have come to this retreat, have entered a sacred area, but still with closed eyes and closed ears. As we go through the retreats, our spiritual eyes can open, our spiritual ears can open, and then we can see again and hear again the beautiful spiritual reality that surrounds us. So, my dear devotees, be patient in the waiting room, in the waiting room of Giriraj. Be patient and something wonderful will be given to you. Thank you very much for the retreat, participation. Really, it's really good. You are actually every year you are good groups. I think someone who comes here knows I'm coming to have spiritual life.